All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists. And did I mention live performances? All right, it's that time. It's 5 o'clock, and we have in the studio the band Dirty News. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes.
Hello.
All right. Hello. Sounds like everything's going good so far. All right, we ready to start? All right, let's do it. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Dirty News. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Allowing us to come out. That song was called Long Road.
Long Road, cool. It took us a little while. I was looking at the email and I said, wow, we first touched base in the beginning of February.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know, no offense to you. Trust me, I don't mean anything against you, but it's happened a couple of times. Sometimes when you have that much of a gap, by the time the show happens, it's like, oh, well, we broke up already, you know?
Sure, sure.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. The good things take time.
I'm glad you made it, so. Anyway, I'm looking at your site there, and it says that there's 5 members. That's on your Facebook page, but if I'm counting correctly, there's 4, right?
Yeah, there's only 4 of us. I don't know how that says that.
Ghost in the band.
We do have some people play with us sometimes.
Yeah.
What's that?
We do have some guest members sometimes.
Okay, well, let's go through it. Why don't you introduce yourselves, and I'll figure out who's missing.
All right. My name is Trevor. I play the guitar and the keyboard.
Okay.
I'm Alex. I just play guitar.
I'm Miles. I'm the drummer.
Oops.
Ah, let's get that one more time.
I'm Miles. I'm the drummer.
We got Miles on drums?
Yeah.
Ah, there he goes. Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. I'm Miles. I'm the drummer.
I'm Justin. I play bass.
Okay.
Yeah, I sing too.
Okay, so who I have on here is Tim.
Oh, Tim. He's our honorary member.
Honorary member.
The,
okay.
the backup drummer.
Yep. Tim Blackman.
Utility man.
Yeah.
Hi, Tim. He
schleps your stuff, so in exchange you put his name on there.
Oh, right? He's a fantastic drummer, and he helps us out sometimes.
Okay, cool. All right, it says you guys are dudes who play music and shower.
Yeah. Yep, we like sometimes. To take showers separately, mostly.
Not always separately.
You know, you go to the Y, you're working out. Gotta take a group shower.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what kind of rock and roll you're interested in.
Sure. Speaking of showers, our next song is actually called Underwater.
Yep.
You wanted us to do that one.
Okay. Why do we go for that then?
Sure. A glimpse of my origins, just beneath the surface. Once you perceive, you can never quite be. I'm thriving on liquid breath. Follow her to the brink of death. She wants to drag me down. A siren, all I can barely stand. There's just no way.
This is WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Dirty News. Okay, I saw you did a couple posts there earlier. Checked them out, shared them.
Thank you.
Appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Just always trying to get the good word out.
Oh, yeah, as much as possible.
Got to spread the news.
In fact, one of them posts kind of piqued my interest a little bit. I'm wondering if we have enough time to squeeze it in. I'd actually like to hear Season of the Witch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
That. Yeah, we weren't planning on it, but we could do it.
Uh-huh.
Just hanging out, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it.
That is one of my favorites. I mean, don't take something else out unless you have to, but...
No, we like that one.
Yeah, no, we got it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, got no problem with that.
Okay.
Donovan's one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Yeah.
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 my window. So many different people to me.
Over with already? Darn.
Yep.
Well, I gotta admit
it. Time and it don't last long.
Well, I figured you guys would do a good job with that. I wasn't disappointed.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you guys got to enjoy doing that one because all of you get your own little place to shine, so to speak.
Yeah, we all get our own chance to noodle.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that at all. Okay. All right, so tell us a little bit about what we're hearing today. I know you said something about an EP that you have.
Yeah, we released an EP back in December, The Dirty News. It's a self-titled EP. So we've been out gigging around the area, trying to get around, spread the good word.
Okay, and there's four tracks on there, correct?
Yep, four tracks, four hot tracks. You can take a listen to it just about anywhere that streams.
Yeah, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal.
Yeah, you can check
yards.
Us out on Facebook, too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So wherever you can find that stuff, you're there. Huh?
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, it wasn't too hard to find you either. I know sometimes when you have names like Dirty News or something like that, sometimes a million things come up, but it was pretty easy, I got to admit, so that's cool. All right, and I noticed you did a show just a couple of days ago in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, we were out at the Blind Pig. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually set up, had a show to benefit
Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. They do work all across Michigan. They have an office in Ann Arbor, and they help with immigrants during litigation, whether it be a deportation or like appeals work, where you're working more on policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we wanted to give something back to the communities, and you know, what better to give on Cinco de Mayo?
You know, I got to admit, that was very inspired. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that was Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
Cool. Doing something positive instead of spending your day drinking. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well, immigrant rights are human rights, and we support that 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everybody deserves, you know, what everyone else does, I guess. I'm not wording this right, so forgive me, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know?
We all
absolutely.
We all have certain rights and certain things that we all deserve in this world, no matter who we are or where we come from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing. My hat goes off to you for that.
We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep. This next song we're going to play, it's actually not on the EP, but we're looking to record it in the near future. It's called Dead Sails.
Live from Studio J with the band Dirty News. Okay, that's called Dead Sails.
Yeah, it's a cooker.
Yeah. Anything you want to tell us about how that song came about, what it's about?
You know, it's kind of a fictional song. It's about some heroes. They're going to go wrestle the devil.
Ah, okay.
They have a passenger with them who's trying to get to, you know, the underworld, and he's turned back by Chiron because he's not dead.
Ah, okay. Interesting. So what does inspire you gentlemen as far as writing your songs? What usually gets you going there?
There's a lot of things, really. I mean, where does it come from? You know, we usually just start with music.
Yeah, you just sit down in the basement and let it come to you.
So the music comes first, then lyrics?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, we usually write the music first, and then somebody has a crazy idea and they write lyrics for it. Yeah, we have songs about trains. We got songs about, you know, tough jobs or ex-girlfriends, stuff like that. Just everything, everyday life. And then, you know, we try to, you know, get a little bit more advanced times, and we write fictional ones and tell a story.
Okay. Yeah, there's always plenty of stories when it comes to exes, though. You could write whole albums for
sure.
Those.
Sure. Actually, this next one is called I Don't Know. It was written about an unfortunate homicide that happened when I lived in Ypsilanti.
Oh, sorry to hear about that, whatever it was.
Yes. It was a few years ago, but it touched me, and it caused me to write this next song. It's called I Don't Know. Is night, a young boy lost his life. How it happened, no, we don't know. Good Lord, someone save his soul. Who give you the right to take a life?
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Live from Studio J show every Thursdays. You can tune it in at 5 o'clock either on the FM dial 89.3 FM or www.whfr.fm, streaming live as it happens, performances. And in the studio we have, of course, Dirty News if you're just tuning in. And we're having a good time here, enjoying some great songs. All right. Why don't we keep it going, I guess.
All right. This next one's actually off our self-titled EP, The Dirty News. It's called Old Crow.
kindness. And a couple of scales. It's like I'm running in circles. The dog that chases his tail. How you know they're working to save you when they lost themselves? It takes a special kind of soul.
Gentlemen, get into those abrupt endings, don't you?
Yeah, we like to cut it off hot.
Always keeps me on my toes, I tell you.
It's like a hand on the stove.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, live from Studio J with the band Dirty News. All right, I usually ask this of people, not just because I want to hear what you have to say, but sometimes I learn some things. I was telling somebody earlier today that, you know, a lot of times, me being older, I can teach younger people about music they haven't heard about, but sometimes I get the opposite. Someone younger than me teaches me about something.
Sure.
So what do you like to listen to when you're not playing your own stuff? What influenced you to get started to playing your instruments, that kind of thing?
We all have a good hunger, I guess you could say, for rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we really like... We like to center it around that, but we also branch off into more, you know, soul, blues, jazz, you know, even get into the punk and metal a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been big on Afrobeat lately. That's really been inspiring my drumming.
Mm-hmm. I like Led Zeppelin.
I've been listening to, I think it's called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They're from Australia, and they're pretty rocking.
Okay, so you've definitely given me a band I haven't heard of before. So
yeah, check them out. They get pretty gnarly.
What kind of style would you call it?
Psychedelic. It's like a kind of like Iron Maiden meets acid.
Okay. Cool. What about you, Trevor?
I listen to all types of music. Even though I play guitar, a lot of times I listen to electronic music or jazz music without guitar, and I kind of try to hear unfamiliar rhythms and those kind of music and then apply it to the guitar. I'm more of a rhythm person than a melody person, I would say.
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong with that. There's been a lot of artists that we know and love that have done things like that. Tom Morello, you know, he just took it to an extreme by saying, I want my guitar to sound like anything but a guitar, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then we're
huge Tom Morello and Rage and all what they've been doing.
Talk about rhythm, you know, that people don't give them credit for that. That is a heck of a rhythm section.
Oh, yeah.
That's what gets you in that pit and going.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Timmy C doesn't mess around.
No, definitely.
Tim Conford's probably one of my favorite bass players. You know, he's deep in the groove and he's got a good growl to his tone. So, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, and then the one other thing I wanted to mention is one of the things that Jimi Hendrix talked about in interviews toward the end of his life is his goal was he wanted to sound more like the saxophone and horn players of his day.
Sure.
He wanted his guitar to do what John Coltrane was doing and Miles Davis.
Sure, yeah. He's
getting ready to work with Miles Davis towards the end of his life. Mitch Mitchell was the drummer on Bitches Brew.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, for the Sessions.
Right, right. But still, you know, you can see the connection, and it's just a tragedy. I would have loved to seen Hendrix
definitely.
Could have done if he had.
He was one of my favorite guitar players, and with Hendrix, like, I know he's like known for his solos and stuff, but I like his rhythm playing a lot more than his lead work.
He actually,
for me at least,
got his start with James Brown.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He's quite a player.
It's a hoot seeing the old footage of him like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy's a monster.
Yeah. It takes a certain caliber or definitely an ear or skill to take that instrument and kind of replicate other sounds. I know I definitely sometimes want to sound, I guess, a little bit different than just a regular bass guitar, you know, kind of try to maybe get that farty noise of a tuba or something along those lines. Or, you know, I also kind of take a little bit of inspiration from the electronic, the synth players of the jazz scene. And they're pretty gnarly. So I like to kind of take my music that direction.
Well, you gentlemen have plenty of time. You're still young. Who knows where you can go if you want to, right?
Yep, just got to keep pushing.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's do another one.
All right, this one actually is off our EP. Another one, actually. It's called Need a Hand. It's going to take you back a little bit.
Okay.
Everything felt just fine, but right now I need a hand. I'm ashamed I can't understand the truth they gave to me. We all seem like slaves to me. Thank you.
another old man waiting for the day. No youth left to lose, that's cause enough for me to enjoy my time. Everything will feel fine. But right now I need a hand. I'm ashamed I can't understand the truth they gave to me. We all seem like slaves to me.
That caught me off guard again.
Oh man, sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, you got to keep me on my toes. I get too complacent sometimes. I'm just too busy enjoying the music, and then I lose myself. Oh, wait a minute. I've got to push some buttons.
No problem with that.
All right, if you're just tuning in, this is the Live from Studio J show, and live in the studio we have Dirty News. So you gentlemen are all from the Metro Detroit area, kind of close around here, kind of,
yeah.
Sort of?
More or less. I mean, we're all from Southeast Michigan. We've kind of moved around a little bit. But the band actually originally started out as Miles and myself. We were friends in college.
Okay.
And started jamming, you know. And
Ypsilanti? Yeah, at Eastern Michigan in Ypsilanti.
Yep. So we started jamming and sought to see, you know, take something, you know, bring it out to the people. So we had to find a couple of musicians. You know, we found Alex and Trevor, and these guys are great.
We were Craigslist fans.
Thanks, Craigslist.
Yep, Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Yeah, never done like the online dating thing, but I imagine that like Craigslist finding musicians is somewhat close to it. I mean, we got real lucky with Trevor and Alex, man. They're cool dudes, but there were some weirdos along the way.
Yeah,
it's not the most reliable.
Not
site.
Good for your girlfriend.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter who you're looking for. I guess you're taking your chances, but. This time it worked out, though. That's great.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep. Wow. Who'd have thunk it? You could just go online and say, hey, I need a bass player. Hey, I need a...
It's the future.
Okay. Yep.
Speaking of the future, this next one's going to be a little... Cynthia's going to get out there. It's called Super Hang On.
Always here. year. Well, we're standing here, spiral back 10 years. The past is all.
Right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live with Dirty News. All right. So, Trevor, when I saw you brought that in, it's like I was really amazed at how small that thing is.
Yeah, it's a Roland JDXI synthesizer.
Wow. I'm not really familiar with synthesizers. I know a lot more about guitars, but I got to admit, I mean, that's just... Again, it's like something you could just see in a department store, it looks like to me personally. But
yeah, you could like print out your receipts with it.
Yeah. You can do your taxes.
Yeah.
But Space gear.
But it works. It has a decent sound and all that, and it's very portable. I know you got to love that.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I bought it.
I don't understand why people want to have such large and extensive equipment. I just
sounds
don't,
good.
It sounds good, yeah. But, you know, when you got to do enough gigs where you got to haul it in and out, you know, after time, you're like, you know what?
I got arms like Popeye from the sampler.
Pretty much, yeah. We have a artist. His name is R.J. Spangler. He's got jazz and blues bands he plays in. He has a 10-piece jazz band that was in here about a month ago. And this man has such a small and simple drum kit that he can carry it in by hand. He's actually out the door before the rest of the band.
Wow.
That's how simple his drum kit is.
It's insane.
But it does the job. It does everything he needs to do.
Hey, you know, if you can make it work for you, why have to carry everything?
That's pretty rad.
And then we get another band in here the next week, and they want to be Neil Peart. You know, it's just like there's not enough room for everything.
You mean it doesn't go upside down?
No. Yeah, it doesn't rotate.
No. Tommy Lee.
Our practice space actually has Velcro on the ceiling, and we play upside down every now and
we
then.
We just stick them up there, and I mean, every now and then it'll start to come down, but you know, you
Just push it back on.
Yep.
It's better for acoustics. It sounds better when you play upside down.
Yep.
I'll have to try that sometime.
We're looking to upgrade to a zero gravity unit, but...
Running out of funds on the research and development there. Yep.
Cymbals just slip away.
You'll just have to sell a few more records, that's all.
Yeah. Speaking of, if you guys want to check us out online, we can be found on YouTube and Facebook. We have a self-titled EP out called The Dirty News.
Also Spotify and pretty much any streaming service you might be on.
Mm-hmm. Check us out.
Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, that is free, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. That's our favorite price. So.
It's our method to get the zero gravity unit, just, you know, offering it for free.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah.
It's karma.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty soon we'll take that bank of karma to the actual bank and get a nice karma loan. So we got some equity built.
Oh, there you go.
This next one here is called Too Bad Joe.
In the morning, but it's not time to get out of bed. Last night has got me miserable, breathing fire from every breath. But I got a job in the city, down by the plane. Trains and automobiles, bait and switch is what they call it. Getting paid in half a $2 bill. When the world is coming for you, when you don't know what to get you through. on your face and in your eyes.
That's too bad, Joe.
Take it out, Joe, you'll be just fine. That golden corridor, chase the rabbit down the hole. The road is paved with good intentions, but those were mine and mine alone. They said, oh, welcome to the dungeon, where the class never have fun. My head is spinning double visions. Pain is a one man's death. When the world has come for you,
that's too bad, Joe.
When you don't know how to get you through,
that's too bad, Joe.
See it on your face and in your eyes.
Turn up.
All right. A jam. Cool. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
That actually was Too Bad Joe, and it's into a song called See You Next Tuesday. And that one is actually on our self-titled EP as well.
Okay. Both of them are just See You Next
Just Tuesday. See You Next Tuesday.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify there.
Yeah. We wanted to put Too Bad Joe on there, but sometimes you got to make a cut.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. All right. Well, looks like we have time for one more. Justin?
Yes.
Alex? Miles? Trevor? Thank you very much for coming down and playing for us.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This last song is on our EP as well. It's called Winter Blues.
All right. Until next time. Once again, Dirty News.
Wrong. That's going to be a little weak.
Better choose the blue. Oh yeah, baby, I always choose. I won't see with my shoes. Gonna buy myself feeling, feeling my shoes. Oh no. Self in the shoes. Get up, walk around, do what's good to do. Never gonna find what's good to do. Sit around by yourself, the world's there for you. Oh.
Thank you with the Dirty News.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.